The fifth recording was made in Anchorage, Alaska, during the great 1964 Alaskan earthquake. This is a notable recording by a radio announcer who, during the earthquake, described the observed effects and his reactions thereto.
Hey, we're going through a hey, boy! Ooh-wee. That's a good one. Hey, boy, oh boy, oh boy. Man, that's an earthquake. Hey, that's an earthquake for sure. Woo! Boy, oh boy, I'll tell you, this is going to get way. Doesn't come up very often up here, but I'm going through it right now. Man, everything's moving. Here, all that stuff, all the cabinets have come open. And woo-wee! House was shaking. That damn bird. Oh, man. I'm telling you, I have never lived through anything like this before in my life. And it hasn't even shown signs of stopping yet either. Oh, wee. The whole place has been shaking back and forth like if somebody was holding the best of the television on the floor just a minute. Boy, I'm telling you, that sure scared the hell out of me, and it's still shaking. I'm trying to wonder if I should get outside. Oh, boy. Man, I'm telling you, that's the worst thing I've ever lived through. I wonder if that's the last one of them. Oh, man. Oh. Oh, boy, I'm telling you, that's something I hope I don't go through again very often. Man, I'm not thinking a bit of this. I'm telling you, the whole place just moved like somebody is taking it by the nap of its neck and is shaking it. Everything's moving around here. I wonder if the hard radio tower is still standing up. Man, you sure can't hear it, but I wonder what they have to say on the air about it. The radio fell back here, but I don't think it killed it, or killed it. I'm shaking like a leaf. I don't think I've heard it. Man, that could very easily have knocked the power down. I don't get anything on the air from any of the stations. I wonder whether it... Oh! I wonder whether it... Oh, I can't even think. I wonder what it did to the tower out there. We may have lost the tower. Let's see if any of the stations come on. No, none of them do. I assume the radio is okay. Boy, the place is still moving. You couldn't even stand up when that thing was going like that. I was falling all over the place here. I turned this thing on and started talking just after it, thing started. And man, I'm telling you, this house was shaking like a leaf. The picture frames, all the doors are open, the dishes are falling out of the cabinets, and it's still swaying back and forth. I've got to go through and make a check to make sure nothing's, none of the water lines are ruptured or anything. Man, I'm telling you, I hope I don't live through one of those things again. It started as a real low rumble, and then all of a sudden, built up in intensity, and the whole place was shaking. Picture the door, all the doors and the cabinets are open. I set the television on the floor so that it wouldn't fall off the table I have it sitting on. The lamp fell over. I don't know how much of that you caught in here. I'll have to play it back and see how it turned out. But, man, I'm telling you, the place is still swaying a little bit. Let's see if it's me or the place. No, it's still shaking a little bit, too. I'm going to go over and see how the aspiotuses are making out, and I'll turn the television off, or the radio off here, and see how this thing, I was sitting here beginning to read a book that I brought home with me. Today is Friday, March the 27th, 1964, and I'm going to go over and take this tape recorder with me as I go and call the station and see whether any damage was done out there. I better turn a couple of things off here before I go to make sure that there won't be any more trouble. I'll go over and see how things are at the aspiotus. Let me get my coat on here. Walking into the hallway here, Wanda. Electricity's off. Apparently they knocked the generators out. That's why the radio wasn't on. The electricity's off. Got everything in the bathroom to shambles. Glass fell off the cabinet and down until the sink and broke. I keep forgetting the lights off and I keep throwing the switches.
I hope I don't live through all of it again. I'd rather live through it than not live through it, but I just hope I don't have to go through one of them again. I'm going to see what's happened at the Asbjornsen. I think I've turned all my appliances off here. I'm going to leave everything in the shambles it is right now and go over there and see how things are going with them. Man, I'm telling you, that car outside was just...